Okay, going on the third coast cruise with my bae. All right, how do I make this a really sexy vacation? I got the lingerie, lace, I don't know, maybe a little, you know, role playing. Got the heels that are probably the only thing they're gonna stay on. The perfume so I smell good. Suntan lotion. All right, my Serenity essentials are at the bottom. I mean, what all do I need to have for a sexy vacation with my bae? I don't know. Let's hope I got it right. If not, I'll bring the ladies over to discuss. That's what I'll do.
Yeah, what's up for a nightcap? Chill, you know, kick back.
Welcome to the Nightcap. It's your girl, Carolina Sanchez. And today we're talking about sexy vacays. We've got the ladies in the building with an expert in tow. For the very first time, we've got Rontavia Sanders here. Hello. All right, your better half couldn't join us, but that's fine. Mm-hmm. A lady's perspective is the best perspective. Yes, mm-hmm. In the middle, we've got Tiffany Michelle. She's a travel agent with
Tosh Travel Events.
And you know her, La Cindy Burbano.
Hey, peeps.
And her better half couldn't join us either. But that's fine, because your perspective is the best perspective. All right, ladies, when you think about a sexy vacay, what image comes to mind? What experience?
It has to be beach.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say that.
So
water.
It starts, there's something about that wind from the ocean, the hearing the ocean, the on my hair, the sand on, you know, between your toes, maybe the skinny dipping or the night swim, the butler, the pool, the balcony overseeing I mean, I could go on and on.
Yeah, I'm seeing it. I'm feeling it. Yeah.
I kind of feel like we should be there.
We should be there. I'm feeling like the suntan oil being rubbed on my body, you know?
I feel a little Hawaii vibe or something. Okay. I love it. Yeah, it has to be beach.
And you're in agreement.
Yes, I agree.
Yes,
balcony,
definitely.
Beach, just a nice, beautiful vibe. Just you and your significant
something about
other.
The water.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's not like a European vacation.
Oh, no. Yeah, don't get me wrong. Yeah. I mean, I'll take any vacation at this point. We're going to Galveston. We're going to Mykonos. We're going down the street. The Woodland. Austin has some great places. I'll take anything as long as I can.
But sexy means beach.
Yes.
Okay. And do you feel like you adopt a different personality?
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
From the time that I get on the plane.
Who are you? From the time I get on the plane,
it's this role play.
Yes.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, let's meet at the bar and act like we don't know each other.
Oh,
and see where the night ends.
Okay, who's your alter ego? Let me know. I didn't know you got a name for her.
I don't really.
You don't have a name for her?
No. But if I could choose, it would be, I have a legal background, so it would be the judge, because I'm in control.
Okay. What's underneath that robe, judge?
Okay, so role playing is a thing.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at you, girl.
So my alter ego, I don't role play, but it sounds fun. Mm-hmm. So I may have to do that next time.
Oh, we're taking notes.
Yes, I may have to do that next time. So I don't know. I'm just like, you know, these people don't know me. I don't care what I do. If I want a skinny dip, if I want to get on the balcony and get a little spicy, then, hey, they're not going to see me again.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. From the moment we're packing, I'm already packing the outfits.
Mm-hmm.
Because over there, it's about the vibe. It's not only like when you go out for dinner, but then, you know, what you're going to be doing when you're having fun.
Yeah.
Because to go on vacation, especially with your significant other, it has to be spicy. It's not what we're doing here. You know, I'm coming home at this time, and then I'm doing this, and then we're putting the kids to sleep, and I'm da 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 da. It has to just be completely different.
Yes.
With the lingerie, with the, you know, the different accents, or the, you know, I don't know. I'm just making stuff up.
And how is it different? Because, like, you know, I take girls' trips with my girls, and sometimes it's at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a different persona between going with your boo, your bae, and going with
definitely.
The girlies?
Yeah. Because with your boo, you're a lot more sexier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to do that extra, add that extra, you know, that sexiness. And with my girls, you know, I may have cute PJs, but with my man, I may have string PJs.
Or no PJs.
I'm not even packing pajamas.
Yeah, or no That's PJs.
Who's packing pajamas?
Like, what are pajamas? What are those? Okay, so we're role playing.
Yes.
We're putting on an alter ego because we don't care about those people, and we're dressing a little bit better.
Yes.
What else do you do while you're there that you're like, you know what, I'm going to make this the best experience for my man, my man, my man, my man?
I would say plan a surprise.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Surprises are good.
Mm-hmm. I'm a list person. Okay. So let's just say that we were home and I see that I had a list of excuses, pretty much. Mm-hmm. I make sure I turn that around on the trip. So if I couldn't stay up late, I'm staying up late. You'd be the opposite of who you were at home.
Okay. Oh,
you totally
really?
Different person.
The judge is so different.
Totally
who
different
is the judge?
I want to travel with the judge. Yes. She seems like fun.
Said, I'll be going to sleep early. Nope, I'm going to sleep late. Late. I'm complaining about.
We're not sleeping at all. How about that?
Oh. Yes.
Sleep when you get home.
This is an opportunity to get all of your gifts when you get home.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What gifts are we looking forward to when we get home?
The possibilities are endless.
The list, the honey-do list I got waiting for him when we get home.
I think for me it's going to be more like there is no schedule. Because we're so scheduled when we're home, it just play it by ear. Yeah. So there is no schedule, there's no right or wrong, you just kind of let it be. And if you fell asleep because, oh, we were going to go to dinner, but we took a nap and then we fell asleep. Oh, I guess, but okay, room service.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like this, so it's just, something's for that.
Okay, I do want to talk about the do nots, because that's one of the things. People will plan an entire itinerary and want to stick to it, and they might ruin the trip. So let's talk about what could possibly ruin a sexy vacay with our bae after the break. Welcome back to the Nightcap. We're talking about sexy vacays with our bae, and we've got ladies in the building for this. We've got the judge, Tiffany Michelle and Cindy Bulbano. All right, Tiffany, when we are planning this sexy vacation, like if it's on us to plan it for our men, what are things that we need to be avoiding? Because as she was saying in the last block, you know, when we can go laissez-faire, like, I'm gonna take a nap, we skip the dinner plans we had, that makes it so much more enjoyable than instead of like, oh my God, I have to get ready.
We're on a schedule.
We're on a schedule. Yeah. So what are things like over-planning and that we should avoid?
So piggybacking off what she said, those are some things. It's good to kind of have an itinerary, you know, kind of know, maybe check out some of the local restaurants so you'll have an idea of, you know, what's good and what's not. But over-planning, wanting to stick to a schedule, and just wanting, you know, everything to go, it's good to freelance. Put your phone down and whatever you feel like doing, just do it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like decompress so you can relax and just go and just have a good time.
Yeah. I know what ruins a vacation. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna leave names out.
Okay.
But allegedly a friend of mine was on vacation with a boy of hers and he took his laptop. The whole time.
Yes.
He was working on their vacation and it was so annoying. And she was like, okay, we're supposed to be having this romantic getaway. And the whole time he's on his phone, he's on his laptop. Give me 5 more minutes. Oh, I just got to go do this. I got to send this email. I got to, you know, all this stuff. So it completely ruins when you take work to vacation.
Yeah, it does.
And I know that sometimes you have to, you know, for a little bit. But that will ruin it.
I think not being spontaneous.
Yes.
You have to just, like they said, just have free will. Whatever your no's are, make them yeses.
Yes.
And that's just it.
For these few days.
I'm not a type A person. I'm definitely not. But I know there are people at home watching like, no, like, I got to stick to my plan. I'm scared of what people think. How do we shed that mindset? Obviously, y'all are experts. So for someone who's not necessarily comfortable stepping out of who they are and you know, worries about what people think about them, how do they get a little bit more spontaneous, a little bit more spicy on vacation?
Shots.
Alcohol.
That's what she said.
Shots.
You're like, it's whatever. Like,
your give a damn factor goes away. Yeah. Okay. You don't give a damn about anything. These people don't know me. I'm here to have fun. I'm going to have fun. I don't care.
Okay, the opposite side of that. What if you get too turnt? Is there such a thing as too turnt?
No.
No,
no. You're on vacation. So. No, you're on vacation.
I like that. There's no limit.
No.
No, there's no limit.
No.
Okay. And Tiffany says, yes.
So, I mean, it's, if you're not sloppy, because I don't really have to babysit you on vacation. Yes. You know, so yeah, I think get turnt enough so we're having fun and we're loose, but don't get to where I'm like, okay, I have to watch you because you're over there.
No,
you
know, jet too hard.
Yeah, I agree. Within reason. Yes. So no, within reason, because if sloppy is not fun. But if you're with your bae and y'all are having a good time amongst you guys, not with other
people. Like if you're sloppy together,
sloppy,
that works. But if one is sloppy and the other one isn't.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Just make sure you both are drinking, because if one's sober, then that's not going to be fun.
What would ruin it?
Ruin it. I think if one is really just focused on what they want to do and not open on what the other person, like, let's say, well, I really wanted to go to, let's say, this museum, or I really wanted to go to this restaurant. I really had a plan of doing this, this, and this. And then the other person's like, well, I didn't want to go to a museum. Right. I want to go hiking. Can we go do that? And then you're so stuck in your ways that you're not, like, letting the other person also take you and have fun and explore. You have to be open to maybe things that you're not, that you're not, maybe I wouldn't want to go hiking any other day, but my partner enjoys it, or they want to go to an art museum, or they want to go try this new restaurant. Let's go. You have to be more adventurous.
Right.
Yeah.
Adventurous, spontaneous, and drunk. Right? That's how we avoid having a bad vacation. Yep. All right. Well, we got to learn from our travel agent here about, you know, the opportunities that you can plan to have a good, sexy vacay. So you stay right there. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Nightcap. We're talking about vacations and the best way to have them. We've got Rontavia, aka the Judge, Tiffany Michelle, and Tiffany Bourbano. All right, Tiffany, you are a travel agent. So when you are planning a sexy vacation for a couple, what are the things you're ensuring go down?
I would say one, plan together. Because as women, we are typically the planners, and we will make everything about us.
What do you mean we're not getting manicures?
Because we will make everything about us. So I think planning together helps, you know, get your man or, you know, your partner's insight on what they want to do. And I would say schedule some downtime. Don't jam-pack your schedule so much to where you don't have time to, even though the judge says no rest. But
Well,
you don't want to take a vacation from your vacation.
Yeah.
You know, if you overplan.
But have just a little bit of downtime. But you still want to have time to explore, you know, wherever you are, the city, have sexy time, you know, and all that good stuff, so.
And how do y'all feel about, you know, let's say we go to a nice resort that has a golf course and your partner likes to golf and you like facials. Is it okay to plan a facial while they're like separate events,
separate things?
Okay. I'm looking at the judge. She looks like she's a
judge. Judge, what's happening? What I was going to say was that when you separate, it makes you want to be together more. Yeah. So that makes it even more spontaneous when you do rekindle.
Oh, yes. Okay. So it is good to have separate.
Yes. Oh, yes. Okay. Yes, yes. You go get your massage, your facials, your girly stuff, and let him go golf or whatever, you know, he's
doing. Whatever he's into. That's, yeah. Yeah. Okay. What about all-inclusive luxury resort versus like an Airbnb?
Airbnbs can be sexy too, because then you can bring in the private chef. You can do like bring in a mobile masseuse to do your everything kind of there. And but the resorts are good too if you're, because they're budget friendly. So everything is pretty much included: your alcohol, your food, and everything. So it really just depends on your budget and how you want to break it up.
Yeah. I like a good Airbnb, mm-hmm. although I had a bad experience because we didn't really like look into the details.
The fine print
where it was us and like three other couples in the same Airbnb, and we're like, well, I mean, that's kind of not what I was looking for. But then with
Orgy wasn't part of the plan. According to the judge, everything
goes on vacation, apparently. No, but you know, with the resorts, yeah. what I do like, mm-hmm. I like Airbnbs, don't get me wrong, mm-hmm. but I do like the, you know, room service, because yes. you don't have to go shopping for your own food, yeah. and like, you know, have things like this, mm-hmm. or a pool, or the, you know, different yeah. activities. Mm-hmm. I kind of enjoy that more. I want to feel pampered more yes. than going at home and then having to cook for my man. Mm-hmm. Not like I cook here, but I mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got you. What about you, darling? What do you prefer?
I prefer both, but mm-hmm. what I would say is I have to have my travel essentials so that I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. What are travel essentials?
So I am actually the owner of a travel essentials company called Serenity Essentials.
Okay.
And so it's disposable bedding, disposable towels, and things of that nature. So that when it gets spicy, you just lay down a disposable towel.
Okay. Wow.
And that's how that came about.
Baby, where do we get them?
You can go to serenityessentials.net, mm-hmm. and you will see everything. They have disposable towels, disposable bedding, disposable towels. Towels are the better bet, and you can, it's everyday use, it's for your travels. Listen.
All right, Tiffany, as a travel agent, you also have an event coming up for people to.
I do. Mm-hmm. So I have a cruise coming up. It's actually a Houston-based cruise. We're going to have some local artists on there. We're going to have Slim Thug, Lil Kiki, Jeff Shelley. And it's couple friendly, because there's a lot of couples on there too, but it's also singles friendly as well.
So maybe you find your bae on this vacation.
Find your bae on the cruise, absolutely. So that's going on in August 20th through the 24th, leaving out of Galveston.
Okay. Actually, have y'all done cruises? Yes.
No, I haven't. Yes. I'm kind of scared of getting
I do
busy
a lot of cruises.
the way the judge said yes, because what goes down
I was going to say, what have I been missing?
All right. Maybe we need to go on this cruise.
Where do I go to book this cruise?
This cruise is thirdcoastcruise.com.
Thirdcoastcruise.com.
Yes.
And serenityessentials.net. All right, listen. If y'all don't know how to make a successful, sexy vacation happen, then you didn't watch the show. All right? But I need you to become the judge on the next one. All right. Thank you so much, ladies.
Yes,
to sexy vacations.
Yes.
All right, you stay right there. More of the Nightcap after the break. On Alameda and Old Spanish Trail. It's called Third, baby, representing the Third Ward, the Third Coast of Houston. And I'm here with a familiar face.
Yes.
Sean Celestine Hunnit, who's got quite a beautiful array of cocktails me to try. These are gorgeous.
Man, yes, we got something for all types. Whatever alcohol you like, whatever flavor profile you like, we made something on the menu for you.
But first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
You've been on the show so many times, behind the bar, featuring other people's but this time it's you.
Man, I'm blessed for this opportunity. I'm excited for Third. I think our team is definitely bringing a lot of things that the city has never seen before.
All right, what are we making?
We're making time after time. Just the name of it, because we want you to continue to come back and get it.
Okay, got it. Okay,
right?
Makes sense.
So, time after time.
I thought it was time after time, Carolina.
No, hopefully you don't up, but.
They won't hire me, that's all I know.
First thing you want to do is chill your glass.
Okay.
All martinis should come with a chill glass.
Absolutely.
Right? So, you're going to put.
What is this?
This is Rock Reca, which is a vodka.
How much?
You're going to put 1.5 ounces, so right to the line.
Yes, sir.
Good job.
You see? Next, Shonsa, good job.
Next, we need lemon juice.
How much? 0.5,
so turn it over.
The second line. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There you go. Good job.
Look at that.
You're on a roll.
The positive affirmations get me every time.
Now we need, this is salted watermelon. Same thing, 0.5.
Okay, this is slow moving. This is a homemade syrup. House-made syrup. How do you say that?
House is a home.
Third ward made.
I'm gonna do this next part for you because we need egg white.
You thought I couldn't do that?
Maybe.
Wow.
Never seen you do it. So you wanna dry shake it?
No, egg white.
You
shake it. is fine.
I promise I'll let you do all future eggs. Please forgive me. So it's gonna come in a like frothy pinkish color.
Yeah.
But that's not it. There's one more step. So the time at the time, what makes it special is it has an air that we put on top, which is a foam that we make in-house from strawberry.
You make a foam in-house?
Yes, from strawberry lemonade basil syrup.
Strawberry lemonade basil?
Yep.
How do you even make this?
That's it.
I want
to
try it.
I want you to drink it. I can't wait for you to tell me if you like it or not. So it should have two flavors should marry together with the air and then the actual drink after.
Yeah.
Something different?
Yeah. Oh, something different, something light.
You know what I'm saying?
Slight work. Third, show up. They're going to be open. Snow, sleet, rain, flooding, no matter
tornadoes,
what.
Tornadoes, earthquakes. Tsunami.
They gonna be open just for you. Y'all gotta come try it. I've been drinking, obviously. See you guys next time. Where are my drinks at?
We've got every episode of The Nightcap and we can go for hours. Download the Fox Local app on any of the following smart TV platforms and get in on the fun.